From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. One less candidate in the race. Voters in the Midwestern U.S. state of Indiana went to the polls Tuesday in a presidential primary election. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump soundly beat Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich.
We will make America great again. We will start winning again. You will be so proud of this country very, very soon. Thank you all. Thank you very much.
Trump's victory puts him on a certain path to the Republican Party's presidential nomination. Senator Ted Cruz threw in the towel.
We left it all on the field in Indiana. We gave it everything we've got. But the voters chose another path.
On the Democratic side, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders beat former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. He said he would be the one to beat Donald Trump and pointed to opinion polls.
We beat Trump by double-digit numbers.
Sanders' victory was a surprise, although the contest was known to be very close. A team led by the U.S., Russia, and the U.N. is working to finalize a plan that could lead to the restoration of a cessation of hostilities in Syria, where fighting between the government and rebels could hinder efforts to fight the Islamic State group. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said military-to-military teams are working on the details. A U.S. Navy SEAL has been killed by enemy fire during an Islamic State attack on a Kurdish Peshmerga position in northern Iraq. Pentagon Press Secretary Peter Cook said the service member was advising and assisting Peshmerga forces north of the city of Mosul when he came under attack. This is the third U.S. combat death in Iraq since 2014. This is VOA News. The United Nations Security Council approved a resolution on Tuesday demanding all parties protect hospitals, healthcare providers, and medical facilities against violence and be held accountable in case they don't. Gerard Van Bomen is New Zealand's ambassador to the United Nations.
Today, the Council has spoken with one voice to deliver a firm response to this growing global problem. We are shining a light on behavior that is becoming all too prevalent, but should just not be happening.
The adoption of the resolution followed a series of attacks on hospitals in war zones worldwide. A top French trade official says trade negotiations between the United States and the European Union are likely to grind to a halt due to the U.S. reluctance to make concessions. Matthias Feckel told reporters Tuesday the failure is most likely the outcome for the talks on the transatlantic trade and investment partnership. The European Commission is due to release details of its plan to overhaul the EU asylum system Wednesday. The plans are expected to touch off a renewed debate on how Europe should handle the recent influx of migrants. An estimated 1 million refugee and migrants arrived in the European Union last year. Transparency International says roughly one in three people in the Middle East and North Africa have had to pay a bribe for public services. A transparency report released Tuesday says bribes are commonly used to obtain public services in court systems and among regional police, as well as for medical care, documents, permits, and electric and water service. A majority of respondents say they think corruption is getting worse. The rights group Amnesty International says more than 1,000 Iraqis are being held without charge at makeshift counterterrorism centers throughout the country. Amnesty says many of the detainees were taken when Iraqi forces recaptured their towns from Islamic State forces. Counterterrorism officials tell Amnesty they lack the personnel necessary to carry out investigations in a timely manner and don't have the resources to treat detainees humanely. The governor of the southeastern U.S. state of Georgia has vetoed a bill backed by fellow Republicans that would have allowed college students to carry concealed guns on campuses across the state. Tuesday's veto came nearly a month after Governor Nathan Deal angered many in the state by vetoing religious liberty legislation that would have extended legal protection to opponents of same-sex marriages. Taking a brief look at market activities on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes way down at the close of trade today. European markets were also down. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.